The Man in Line with Andy Witt.
Six minutes past 12. Thanks for tuning into Man in Line today. We're on air till 1, and you can get in touch by calling 661368, email studio@manxradio.com, or the SMS text 166177. Now, there were 89 new cases, according to the government dashboard. We now have 2,011 active cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man, of which 8 are in Nobles Hospital, 1 person in ICU. 287 people waiting for the result of a test today, and 304 people booked in for a COVID-19 test. According to the vaccination dashboard, 64,758 people have had one dose, 57,897 second doses have been administered. There are 2,092 people booked in for the next 7 days, and the DHSC is holding 8,643 shots of vaccine in stock. At the moment, Man in Line, as I say, on through till 1, and we'll be also having today's candidate for Keys, Stephen Crowther, will be on later on. Well, we received a media release some 40, 50 minutes ago at 20 past 11 this morning from a company called Big Partnership, who are the PR company for Loganair, and it said that Loganair today has announced it is cancelling, not postponing or curtailing, cancelling the Isle of Man to London Heathrow route from Wednesday the 11th of August. The decision by the UK's largest regional operator comes after the Isle of Man government was unable to agree to essential financial support for the service beyond the end of July. Loganair started the route at the end of November last year with a 49-seat Embraer 145, maintaining essential connectivity for the Isle of Man with destinations worldwide after previously operating a service for the Isle of Man to London City on behalf of BA City Flyer. Well, one person to talk to is Paul Quine, MHK, who is a former Manx Airlines pilot, been a pilot for many, many years. Of course, he's standing in the Keys election in Douglas South. He's also standing Sarah Maltby and Claire Christian. Paul Quine, has this been around for a while, or when did you hear about it?
It's a bit of a bolt from the blue, Andy, I have to say. Given the strategic importance of London Heathrow Airlink to the island's economy, particularly post-COVID, as we seek to grow our economy through business investment from places such as the Far East, emerging economies around the world, it's a bitterly regrettable decision. And I like to hope that even now at the 11th hour, some formula may be cobbled together to ensure that the route's continued, because all we're going to do now is hand over the strategic initiative, hand over the logistical ability for our competitors to outdo us. So we still need to be seen as a place open for business, accepting new business, and the Heathrow Airlink was vital to that.
Two flights a day there were before. Now we'll be left with what, one to Gatwick with EasyJet?
Yeah, that's correct, Andy. Under current situation, the last flight's due to operate on the 10th of August. This leaves us from the 11th with one flight to London, and it's to Gatwick, as you say, operated by EasyJet, and that departs Ronald's Way at 20 past 6 in the evening. So it's no use for any connectivity, and certainly no use for a business traveller.
It's fairly abrupt from a Loganair, ceasing, no hanging about, no curtailing, no postponing, no we'll see what happens later on in the year, stopping it. Does that mean those Heathrow slots will disappear as available to the Isle of Man?
They will. It's a golden egg that we're about to let drop, to be honest, Andy. What will happen with the slots is, to my knowledge, they'll be returned to the scheduling committee who allocate slots at Heathrow, and they'll be allocated on to other airlines. Believe you me, there won't be a shortage in the queue waiting to take these on. So, I mean, to put it into perspective, we operated 3 Heathrows a day at Manx Airlines, and the year-on-year growth from 1982, from when the airline commenced operations to when it ceased, when it was bought out by British Airways in 2002, that 20-year period, I should say, saw unprecedented growth on the island, and that was powered by Manx Airlines and the London Heathrow Air Link. Had we not had that link, we would not be enjoying the status that we do today. So it's vital that we don't drop the golden egg, and that hopefully we can look to the interested parties getting around the table and coming up with some formula that certainly keeps these slots available to the Isle of Man in the short term until we can have a look and formulate a long-term strategy for them.
Now, they stepped in, obviously, when Flybe disappeared, when Flybe went bust last year as well. And they're maintaining other routes. I mean, there's an Edinburgh flight from the Isle of Man with Logan Air as well. Is it Liverpool, Manchester and Birmingham as well?
Yes. They're looking to...
So they're not leaving the Isle of Man?
No, they are committed to the Isle of Man. But, of course, the more routes they can operate, the more people they can employ, and the bigger benefit it will be to our local economy. So
they employ pilots, cabin crew as well, and I think, is it M&A Technical Services who do their maintenance?
They do, Andy. They employ ground maintenance support through M&A services, directly employing cabin crew and pilots, as you say, but it also indirectly employs the ground handling personnel who work for Menzies Aviation, and added to that, it also ensures the financial viability of the operation of Ronald Sway Airport indirectly by keeping the number of flights through the airport at an acceptable level.
Which department in government can handle this? You're saying we're hoping it can be reversed at the last minute. We've got till the 10th of August. Where does this sit within government? Who's got the power to do something about this?
Well, I'd like to see the Department for Enterprise step in because they need to understand that it's a serious issue. Unfortunately, Lawrence Skelly, who was the previous minister for DfE, has now relinquished the role since his appointment as president at Timwald. So I think the chief minister's overseeing DfE at the moment. So I'd like them to get on the front foot and to really look on how best we can preserve this vital airlink for the island's prestige around the world. I mean, London Heathrow is Premier League. You know, it's a heavyweight hitter. It offers connectivity to every continent on the planet except Antarctica. So that kind of puts it into perspective what we stand the potential to lose.
So this is on the Chief Minister's desk at the moment?
I'd like to hope so, and I'd like to hope that he really takes a good proactive approach to ensuring its continued operation.
If we lose connectivity to Heathrow, if those slots no longer say Isle of Man on them, what hope have we ever got of getting them back?
Well, like I say, we've dropped the golden egg. Once we lost the slots of Manx in 2002, it took us nigh on 20 years and a bit of fortuitous opportunity by Flybe to even get one slot back into Heathrow. So picking up two prime slots in the morning and the evening, I suppose you could say inadvertently it was something good to come out of COVID, because the traffic into Heathrow reduced significantly. So it afforded us that opportunity. So it also afforded us the opportunity to strategically plan for the future, to look to open ourselves up to the world, to ensure that we are open to new and emerging markets, and the London Heathrow link is vital for that.
What do you think the feeling is like in business, in commerce on the Isle of Man, international commerce?
I think it's one of despondency. We have to be seen as a place with worldwide connectivity for business. Our competing jurisdictions will certainly be offering that, and if we don't match that, then we become very much a second 11.
Okay, Paul, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it, and we wait to see what the Department for Enterprise, the Chief Minister, pulls out of this. Are you optimistic?
I'm a born optimist, Andy. So yeah, until the 10th of August, until that last flight returns from Heathrow, I'll be optimistic that we can at least find some way to continue it, as I say, in the short term, until we can have a major strategic rethink.
Okay, thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it. That's the story from Logan Air. The last flight from the Logan Air flight from the Isle of Man to Heathrow will be on the 10th of August. After that, nothing. It's not going to happen anymore. Logan Air are pulling the Isle of Man Heathrow route, and it will be no more. As to what happens to the slots, well, we'll wait to see. Mm-hmm. Howard's with us now. Hi, Howard.
Hello, Andy. Just listened to Paul then. I know Paul from old, and he's a man that talks a lot of sense, and he has first class or first hand knowledge of the flights. What wasn't mentioned there, that Paul actually brought the last flight from Heathrow back many, many years ago. But now is the time for government, and they've only got a few short months because they're going to go into a change period and it'll start all over again. But a very, very short period now to get that act completely right. They were talking about throwing nearly 14 million extra at the Liverpool landing stage fiasco. Now, if they can do that, surely for the short term, until they can get something discussed and sorted out, and as I say, this is going to go into the new group of MHKs, so they're going to go in with their eyes shut and their hands tied behind their back at the moment. So now is the optimum time to get something done. And Paul, as I say, was talking a lot of sense, a lot of knowledge, and a lot of experience on flying. So let them bring him in and ask him the questions, the relevant questions, and get the proper answers, not fancy answers, or we can do this, we can do that, and do nothing.
Okay.
Listen to that man that's talking. But also, what there was a chap on yesterday, I was on the other day, concerning the airport as well, about the state of it. And I looked up last night, and it was 2 years ago this month that I actually wrote to Dave Georgiason in the airport saying about the state of the place. And as we've rightly said in the last couple of days, there's still been nothing done about it after 2 years. And, you know, this makes you wonder why they're sitting on their hands. And your internet website this morning, emergency department and meds are increasing the number of people going through the hospital. This is something people have been complaining about all over the island, about unable to get doctor's appointments. This is before COVID. And now they're talking about throwing more money at it. That doesn't cure it. You've got to get in and sort out what's going wrong. Throwing money at it only prolongs the agony. So let's get some sense out of our government just for their final few months or final few weeks. Let's try and get a bit of sense out of them instead of sitting on their hands, trying to protect and save money, trying to protect their pensions.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Howard.
Take care.
Thanks for being with us today. Got a note in also, just said Loganair have just hired 5 captains and 3 first officers for the Isle of Man. You just wonder what's going to happen to their future employment, Paul.
I mean, I think certainly that's to keep the aircraft complement at a 2-aircraft basing complement. But it would be going up to 3 aircraft, as my understanding, should we be able to continue with a London route, which originates here on the island. So yeah, I mean, heading in the right direction. I'm very optimistic, as I say, that we could see again base complement numbers in the region that we had at Manx Airlines. So it's all about strategy. And Howard's quite right. You know, this will be an issue for an incoming administration. Open skies has been in place since the mid 1990s. In my opinion, it hasn't served the island well. We are where we are because of it, and they've been happy to allow this to remain on the statute as the government's policy for almost 30 years now, and to be perfectly blunt, it can be somewhat galling when, pretty much as Howard said, we have people like Mr. Lydiard, who's one of the most eminent people in regional aviation, and yet his counsel and his opinion is very seldom sought. It's, you know, they go on the opinion and the counsel of civil servants who, frankly, have got no experience and no proper grounding in the real world of commercial aviation.
Just before you go, I just want you to explain, because the phrase load factor has been mentioned many times. Just explain, that's industry jargon. What does load factor mean?
Yeah, I mean, obviously load factor is the percentage of seats that are sold. And during COVID, you know, the load factor was in single figures. It was, you know, below 10%. And that's to be understandable, given
frankly, if you have a 100-seat plane, if a load factor of 70 means you've got 70%, means you have 70 people. And obviously, airline companies figure out where the break-even point is for the load factor.
It is, and the margins can be very tight. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, if you just dip below that break-even factor, as you say, then you know, you run into a loss, and it can be quite a significant loss when that's taken into consideration, certainly.
Okay, lots of reaction in it. People just saying, look, forget Paul Rose Bridge, forget the promenade. We have to keep the London connection there. I mean, how strategic, I mean, on a level of 1 to 10, how important is the Heathrow connection?
10, without question. As I said, the London Heathrow link brought business into the island in the 80s, allowed us to set ourselves up as a proper recognised financial centre, and that was powered by the three flights daily. That was the Manx product. Manx Airlines sold Isle of Man PLC to a global audience. It showed what the Manx product was capable of delivering, and business bought into that. Just going back to what I said, even if we can find a short-term solution to continue operating these slots until after the new administration takes place, when they can sit down and completely reevaluate the aviation policy on the island, which has been left to drift for many years, it's vital, because, as I say, once they're gone, they are gone. It's vital we keep them.
Okay, Claire Christian and Sarah Maltby are standing in Douglas South. Paul Quine is standing too. He, of course, is here today purely as an aviation expert and a former pilot on the Isle of Man. Paul, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Andy.
Good to talk to you. 22 minutes past 12.
It's natural, isn't it? Start with the best quality. Treat it with time, care and attention, and you'll create something that tastes special, deliciously different from the everyday. That's the Taste the Difference range by Sainsbury's. The finest food and drink, grown and produced to bring out natural goodness and flavour in almost every aisle, with exciting new arrivals all the time. Sainsbury's, Taste the Difference, only at ShopRite. Naturally.
Can-do is more than just an attitude. Can-do is making a world of difference in a different world. It's a team of specialists aiming to make more of your money. Can-do is a fruitful relationship built on your terms. Can-do is Canaccord Genuity Wealth Management. Visit candowealth.com to see how we can help you build your wealth with confidence. Canaccord Genuity Wealth International Limited is licensed for investment business by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Imagine relaxing in your garden on a stunning corner sofa set and chair with a top-of-the-range Pro barbecue for the ultimate alfresco dining experience. £6,000 worth of luxury outdoor living from Riley's Garden Centre. Yours to win for just £15 per ticket in Hospice Isle of Man Summer Draw. Get your tickets now from Hospice, any Hospice shop, or online from hospice.org.im/garden-draw.
Welcome to the Miller Chaps of Ramsey Summer Sale, where you'll find fabulous reductions throughout the store, from beds and flooring to sofas, cane furniture and accessories, rugs, pictures, mirrors and even wallpapers. Plus, the friendly Miller Chaps team are here as always with a warm welcome and expert help and advice when needed. Don't miss the Miller Chaps of Ramsey Summer Sale, now on.
Creating a home where you'll love to be. Miller Chaps of Ramsey.
The Southern Agricultural Show is on this weekend with livestock, horses, dog shows, lots of entertainment and plenty of local food and drink. And the Manx Radio Touring Team will also be there. You can play our Jenga, Connect Four and Giant Snakes and Ladders games, and we'll have loads of giveaways, so make sure you come along and say hello. The Southern Agricultural Show at the new location of Orisdale Farm in Bowersalla, 10 till 5 this Saturday and Sunday, supported by your nation station, Manx Radio.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in today. Well, that story, literally, we haven't even had confirmation from government yet. That was a story from Loganair's PR company. We got it in a little over an hour ago, and they are pulling out of the Heathrow route from the Isle of Man from the 10th of August. The government secured the ferry service to the Isle of Man. Surely they should do the same thing with the airline service. says Paul in Ramsey. And again, this is Dave who just said, forget the prom, Paul Rose Bridge, what have you. Get the London connectivity issue resolved, or the damage to the economy and the fiscal viability could be irreparable. Certainly in the past, Mr. Skelly's talked about getting companies to the Isle of Man and pitching, and obviously with the Isle of Man's relative safety in COVID terms compared to other jurisdictions, lots of people are looking at the Isle of Man. Indeed, there may be people on the Isle of Man now who've flown in from Heathrow to look at setting up businesses on the Isle of Man. Well, from the 10th of August, it looks like that particular option will be disappearing as well. 80,000 LFT kits given out here, says Pat, and over 100,000 kits have gone as well. The population here is only 85,000, and each kit lasts for 7 days. Are people stockpiling just like loo rolls, says Pat? Well, not me, Pat, and probably not you as well. So where have they all gone? If we can have a government-funded boat service, why can't we have a government-funded Manx Airlines revival? Surely it makes sense for us to have our own airline rather than having to rely on third parties that just pull services when they feel like it, says D. Somebody's got to sort out the... Maybe we should have a bike lane instead, says Les. I don't know about that. A shout out, by the way, to all the nurses and staff at Nobles Hospital, day in, day out, working with COVID, especially on the island. We should bring the clap back for this on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. This is Kyle from Ellerslie giving a shout out for everything. Again, story about Manx cabin crew as well that are being hired by Loganair as well. Businesses now can do Zoom calls that they couldn't do in the days of Manx Airlines. Businesses don't have to fly here every day for meetings. So surely Zoom is the answer to all this. Not Zoom in terms of planes, but, you know, Zoom in terms of that, you know, are you, I think you're on mute there as well. I want to talk to Eliana. Now, Eliana's with us on the line. Eliana, just tell us what's happening now. Is it your partner who's in Malta?
No, we're both in Malta, and we arrived here, and we were sent to quarantine for 14 days.
Okay, so you're in Malta, and your partner's in Malta, but obviously you're resident on the Isle of Man. You are a manager in a care home, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what's the situation? Can you get out of Malta to get back to the Isle of Man?
Well, not at the moment, because we're under isolation for 14 days and they don't let us go out. So we are in quarantine because they don't accept the Isle of Man certificate.
Malta doesn't accept the Isle of Man certificate?
Yes, that's true. We arrived here. NHS tab does not work. It's still not working for the residents in the Isle of Man. And when we arrive at the airport, we show our certificates, the vaccination certificates, and they did not accept them. So we were sent to quarantine. The option was sent back to where we were coming from, or isolating for 14 days in Malta.
And how much is it costing you to isolate?
€100 per night, per person.
So that's £200 per night you and your partner are paying to quarantine for 14 days?
Yes.
That's €2,800?
Yes. Plus all the other expenses that we already made with tickets, because, of course, we came over here to see family. And we flew to other countries. There was no problem because we had the negative testers. We had all documentation and was accepted, but not accepted in Malta. And at the moment, today, we got an update. Finally, we managed to get things sorted in Malta because it's been very, very difficult to speak with everyone in Malta and Isle of Man. Because I am Portuguese, I managed to get a QR code from Portugal. I am kind of allowed to leave quarantine, but my partner is still not able because he doesn't have a QR code.
And you could only do that because you use the Portuguese app?
Yes, that's it. Because I'm still able to provide my vaccination to my Portuguese health service, they were able to provide me with a Portuguese app that is the same from the EU, And now I'm able to leave quarantine, but my partner is not.
And what does the Isle of Man government say? Have you been in touch with the government?
Yes, we've been in touch with the health minister, and the reply was that he's been in touch with the health minister from Malta. Malta does not accept the Isle of Man certificate, but we are aware that Malta have made agreements with Jersey, Guernsey, Gibraltar, Turkey. So Malta is accepting all certificates, but not the Isle of Man.
And did the minister say, I mean, are they going to accept it in the future? Are they working on it, or what's going to happen?
Well, the reply is that they don't know when the NHS app will be up and running. So I think for the all the residents in the Isle of Man, he's just, we don't know. We don't know when we will be able to travel because the NHS app is not working and we don't know when we'll be working.
So when does your partner get out of quarantine over there, isolation?
7th of August.
And how long are you staying in Malta for?
We will have to stay until the 7th of August. We're probably trying to get the thing sorted to see if we can leave early, but the quarantine, he's not able to leave quarantine until the 7th of August.
Oh, I see. So you're stuck in quarantine. You can't even leave.
No.
And this has cost you almost 3,000 euros.
Yes.
How do you feel about it, Eliana?
Not very happy because, you know, after all the pandemic and, you know, working hard, being away from family, all we want is to be able to see family. And I'm pretty sure the Isle of Man residents, they want to go out and be able to visit family members and not being stuck in countries because we don't really have much information.
Did you know, Eliana, before you went, that the Manx certificate wasn't accepted? Have they assured you that it would be accepted?
No, we didn't know it was not going to be accepted because with the NHS app not working, we assumed that the certificate would be the way to go ahead because on the 12th of July, the health minister advised for us to go and get the certificate that would be provided for at least fortnight before the NHS app become available, but we still not have the NHS app available, and there's no QR code for any of the Isle of Man residents.
Eliana, we wish you the best. I do hope it gets resolved. And
thank you very much.
We look forward to seeing you back. I'm sure all your friends at Salisbury Street want to see you as soon as possible.
Yeah, we will be back soon, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully everything should be sorted. We continue to try.
Thanks for being with us, Eliana. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye. 27 minutes before one. Thanks, Eliana. Live in Malta. We're just wondering when the Isle of Man's going to have access to the app, and also where can you go with a certificate? What does the Isle of Man certificate, vaccination certificate, actually facilitate in the future? I just wonder. Eliana, thanks for that as well. Lots of reaction regarding the loss of the Heathrow route, which is going to be happening from the 11th of August. And just a quick word, I don't know whether you're at the QE2 meeting on Monday, the community policing, the neighbourhood policing plans. There is one tomorrow, which are, if you're in the south of the island, you're invited to, 8 o'clock at the Methodist Hall, Station Road in Port Erin. Members of the public are invited to find out about the constabulary's priorities for policing the area to contribute to future plans. Now, open forum is on tomorrow, Methodist Hall, Station Road, Port Erin, 8 o'clock. Graham Crajean's going to be there, Minister for Justice and Home Affairs. He'll be there with senior police officers, colleagues from the local policing team around the south as well. I understand there may be other MHKs, local authority members, and you are there. You're invited. It's an opportunity for local residents to discuss the issues that matter to them with police in an informal setting. You know, put forward your views on key priorities for the future. You can give feedback, suggestions as well. They're all going to take. And of course, if you don't turn up, if you don't give feedback, then they can't act on it. So you're invited tomorrow. It's tomorrow, Methodist Hall in Port Erin. There's one next Tuesday in the north at the Bond School Rumsar Junior School Hall in Lazare Road in Ramsey, 7 o'clock on Tuesday the 3rd. And on Thursday, a week tomorrow, the Old Friends Club in Finch Road in Douglas. That starts at 6:30. If you want to give your feedback to local policing priorities. A note in from Nick, who just said, Andy, I'm aware some people testing positive on lateral flow tests may not be calling 111 and self-isolating. It is too much hassle. With no restrictions on the rest of the population, why would people who've tested positive on an LFT, why would they lock themselves away for 10 days when they can just keep quiet, shut up? This attitude not only makes the official numbers with COVID and those testing meaningless, but it also endangers selfishly, says Nick, those who may not realising they're being exposed to active cases when out and about. So there may be people who are testing positive who are just keeping mum and not doing anything about it. Lots and lots of messages coming in today. I'll try to get most of them as well. One also said, Jeff in Ballasalla just said, I'm not moaning about the weather, but he said, why are people moaning about the weather? It's great for the farm, for your local produce. It'll stop those empty shelves. We're keeping an eye on the empty shelves. And if you want to make a comment on, you know, where there is. We're trying to get to talking to the people from Robinson's, of course, who are long-established sellers of retailers and wholesalers of fresh produce. By the way, the Isle of Man government has issued a statement about the loss of the Loganair Heathrow route. Loganair provided much valued support, said the government, during the pandemic, as choosing to underwrite the flights to Heathrow ensured connectivity to and through London. This marked an important strategic decision taken at an appropriate time and was regarded as essential in the Isle of Man's economic and social interest. The resumption of commercial flights to the southeast of England means that the Isle of Man government should now step away and allow the aviation sector to cater for demand in a competitive marketplace. The cancellation of passengers' flight is regrettable and will lead to some disappointment, but it is a commercial decision. Loganair remains an important part of the Isle of Man's aviation future, and we look forward to building on our positive working relationship. That's a message in from the Isle of Man government as to the loss of the Heathrow route. They're saying now, government stepping away, it's now a commercial marketplace as well. Don't forget the Dublin flight route is gone too as well. Ferry services from Dublin are seasonal and infrequent, says Hugh. Belfast to the Isle of Man is now my only option for flights. An extra two-hour drive to Belfast from the Republic. I do hope Heathrow and Dublin routes are kept open. I've been in touch with the government department on the Isle of Man. I've been told they have no information as to whether plans are in place to establish the Dublin route from this. Here's a message in that just said, we couldn't travel to the EU last week from Dover as they won't recognise the Manx certificate. They only accept the UK NHS app barcode, so we got turned away from the ferry. We couldn't go as well. Comin needs to step up, says this correspondent, to resolve the London connection route as soon as possible. Perhaps this isn't the legacy that the Chief Minister wants. Well, the Chief Minister is in charge. He appointed himself. He took over at the Department for Enterprise. Mr. Skelly is obviously now President of Tynwald. So what's going to happen? Is that it? Is that the last word on it? The government is now stepping away. There will be no Heathrow route as well. There's no London City route. There's no London Luton route. At the moment, we just have one fly today with EasyJet. The as yet unbuilt or even started Liverpool landing stage should be abandoned as well. We should use the millions saved on London Heathrow. Yes, but where would the fast craft go as well? I think the landing stage has been started. It's just not been finished. And Ian said, Andy, I just think this is the inevitable consequence of open skies policy. Having our own airline is important to ensuring that we're not left at the mercy of commercial airlines with the potentially disastrous consequences of that. Government needs to act and act very quickly if we aren't to suffer severe consequences. Well, it's been fairly well accepted that the government played something of a blinder by buying the Isle of Man steam packet. So, because you can imagine what a pickle we would have been in if we'd been left to the vagaries of the commercial marketplace for our passenger and certainly freight option regarding the boat. So that's been seen, and obviously there's a lot of public money gone into it, the funding of the new vessel, but it kind of makes you feel a bit safer, doesn't it, knowing that it's in public hands and somebody in a boardroom in Rio de Janeiro or Lisbon or Sydney or Melbourne can make a decision on our behalf. Howard's back. Hello, Howard.
Hi, Andy. Yeah, I'm disgusted at that statement that's come out from the government. They should be ashamed of themselves. If it hadn't been for the steam packet and running all through the COVID, and that's what you're talking, 18 months, the Isle of Man would have been on its knees for food and any other things that were needed, medical, various other aspects of the freight trade. And here they are with a vital route and vital slots in London. And they just turn around and say, well, it doesn't really matter. We'll leave it to the commercial. We'll get rid of those at a premium price. No trouble at all. It's an open market there down in Heathrow. And there's no trouble getting rid of slots. In fact, they're probably fighting over them now. And here's our government, the people that we put there to protect the island and to protect our interests. And they're sitting gloating and saying, we'll leave it to commercial interests. How many of those people are in business themselves? And if something happened to them and they turned around and said, hang on, it's under the fire alarm going off. One second. That's better. Sorry about that.
As long as you're safe, Howard, that's all that matters.
Oh, I hear. No, it's people in business on the island here, they must be beside themselves now with worry. Okay, Zoom, okay, video conferencing, but it's nowhere near as eyeball to eyeball, and a lot of these people need that. And it will come back. So Loganair are a commercial basis, a commercial company, and they will make the decisions whether to stay or go. But it's up to the people that we elected and are going to elect in the future who have got to ensure that that commercial interest is viable. And I'm ashamed, I'm disgusted at the people, especially the government who come out with that statement that they're going to leave it. You can't leave something like that. So I'm sorry, but I'm standing here, I'm flaming. And I think a lot of other people will be as well.
That's what set off the fire alarm, Howard.
You could be right there.
All right, thanks for calling.
Take care.
All right. All right. The emergency medical service at Nobles Hospital are seeing winter levels of demand right now. According to one of the directors of Manx Care, after the health body held a board meeting, what's behind? There's a 40% increase in demand at the emergency department, the ED. Don't call it casualty. Don't call it accident and emergency. It's the ED, the emergency department. So 40% increase in demand at the emergency department and a 60% spike at meds. Now, the director of operations is Oliver Radford, and he said, basically, it's a lack of availability at GPs means patients are going to hospital.
A lot of the population that people are finding it difficult to access their GP, particularly for emergency slots, and that is having a knock-on effect within our emergency department and our meds. So our emergency department demand is up about 40% and meds is up about 60%. So what we're doing is working with the GPs to actually institute what we call the winter pressures funding. So winter pressures is, you know, we're not in the winter. So we're in an unusual situation where we're seeing winter levels of demand, but in the summer. So we've instituted the winter pressures funding, which is essentially to provide GPs with some additional funding to allow them to increase their capacity, both during the day and at evenings and in weekends, so that people who are ringing up particularly for emergency, requesting emergency appointments, are getting to see by their GP on the same day or the day after, rather than having to go to A&E.
Is this your experience? How are you finding accessing a GP lately? A message in from Paul, who just said, I think Paul Quine's the type of politician that we need, somebody straight out of the big wide world, well, out of the big blue sky at one time, not in the clique of politicians. We need more expertise to run our government. Of course, Paul Quine is standing in Douglas South. Sarah Maltby is standing in Douglas South. And Claire Christian, of course, the general election on the 23rd of September. And our candidate for the day, you'll hear before the end of Man in Line today, is the independent, one of the independent candidates standing in Arbury Castle, town of Maloo. The architect, Stephen Crowther.
The Welbeck Hotel and Restaurant on Mona Drive is in business once more for dinner and Sunday lunches with a variety of magnificent dishes available and special rates for an overnight stay in one of our beautiful rooms or apartments. The Welbeck also run theme nights throughout the year with exciting food on offer, Spanish nights, South African nights and many more. Just visit WelbeckHotel.com to find out more and to book or phone 675-663. Dine safely at the Welbeck Hotel.
NFU Mutual has supported the Isle of Man's agricultural shows for over 40 years. They're always great social events for the whole community and an excellent opportunity for us to meet you, our customers. So do come along and meet our friendly team at the NFU Mutual tent for a quote regarding your motor, home or business insurance. Look out for NFU Mutual at this year's agricultural show.
Think about it. Why do we take water for granted? Is it because our beautiful island's surrounded by it? We turn on a tap and expect it to just be there. But Manx Water is the only water we have. So we need to think about every precious drop and use it wisely. In our homes, in our gardens, and in general. Luckily for us, there's lots of ways to be water wise. Visit maxutilities.im to discover more.
Dairy, meats, herbs, honey, preserves, baked goods, and gin. Celebrate the best local produce in DEFA's Manx Produce Marquee at the Southern District Agricultural Show. Visit iomfoodanddrink.com.
Jump aboard the time train and take a trip back to the 1960s on Carnaby Street every Saturday morning at 8:30 with Isle of Man Railways. It's full of 60s hits and memories. On board the time train, Gladys the Tea Lady.
Right, boys.
Harry the Driver.
Hello, crispy old mate.
Roger the Fireman.
All aboard Isle of Man Railways time train.
Oh, and Raffles the Dog. And, of course, you and me. You can win tickets for two for one of the Isle of Man Railway's fantastic dining car experiences. Carnaby Street, 8:30, on Manx Radio, on AMFM, online, on smart speakers, and all over the world at manxradio.com.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good afternoon, 12 minutes before one. On the day it was announced, we're losing our Heathrow flight. Logan Air pulling out of Heathrow from the 10th. Well, the last one's going to be on the 10th of August. A message in just said regarding Malta, I met a woman in Colby who's aware of the issue with Malta, and she's been told the letter from Manx cares enough to provide vaccine status, but she knows it isn't, and she's worried about travelling. She doesn't want to be hauled into quarantine. Well, you heard Eliana, the lady who manages a nursing home in Douglas. Eliana, they're in Malta with her partner. They got there, and the Maltese authorities don't recognise the certificate. So they're both paying €100 per night, €200 per night for 14 days, €2,800 to not go anywhere in Malta. Here's a note in that just says, where do you get the vaccine certificate? Call 111, they'll tell you all about it. I just got the message as well. Logan Air blaming the Isle of Man government for the decision to cancel the Heathrow route. This is Mike has got a note from Logan Air just to say, a flight within your booking has been cancelled. Unfortunately, we've been unable to find a suitable replacement flight. We regret to inform you the Isle of Man government has confirmed it no longer has a requirement for air services between the Isle of Man and London Heathrow. Therefore, flights will cease from the 11th of August 2021. We appreciate this is unwelcome news. Say that again. For our customers, but we do ask for understanding given that in this instance, Logan Air has been left with no alternative. I've got the similar problem with the vaccination certificate in Egypt. I'm going to join a vessel to go back to work with no official stamp on the certificate and no QR code. Luckily, I have to isolate for 2 weeks before I can join the vessel anyway, so it's not causing me too many problems. However, I think it's time that the Isle of Man got its act together on this issue and to get something that other people will approve and sanction as well. A message in now just says, Andy, where are our government? What are they doing all day apart from opening up to COVID, ignoring medical advice, failing to sort out travel paperwork, giving lateral flow tests to civil defence to distribute, letting the Heathrow flights go? The list of things they're doing grows daily. Who is actually in charge? As devil's advocate, I like devil's advocates, in regards to the Heathrow route post-COVID, there aren't enough passengers to support the route and many businesses will review their carbon footprint globally. So how long can we subsidise the route with taxpayers' money? Now, no one knows if air travel will resume to its volume or if businesses will resume their consumption of air travel in the future. It's a fair point, but you heard Paul Quine say that Manx Airlines grew and grew and grew. There were three flights a day to Heathrow with Manx Airlines. Regarding people not isolating after a positive lateral flow test, says Jane, the same could be said of people running out of a shop without paying for goods, driving dangerously. We have to rely that everyone will do the right thing.
The Isle of Man General Election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
Standing for election on September 23rd in Arbury Castle Town Maloo, the architect Stephen Crowther. He's an independent candidate, also standing in Arbury Castle Town and Maloo. MHK's Graham Crajean and Jason Morehouse, and independent candidates Ian James Clanton and Tim Glover. Now, one of Stephen Crowther's main concerns is the lack of development at Ronalds Way Airport and the immediate area. He wants to see it grow as a major IT and business centre.
I wanted to see a development corridor so that we had all the authorities.
Explain a development corridor. What is that?
It means that the front... Well, let's have a look at across in the UK. Plenty of good examples. Speak.
Speak, you know, Airport, yeah.
Yes, exactly. They use European...
Or John Lennon Airport, no.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. And that was actually, a Manx company that helped.
But that's the sort of thing... But that's in a big city with a
exactly.
big hinterland.
Mm.
The Isle of Man doesn't have that hinterland. So how could it produce something like that?
Well... One of the problems we have at the moment, let's just talk about the economy and how the Isle of Man government's operating. One of the problems, and we can see this with the prom, the government has decided that it's taking on every project and it has to be, you know, fully in, you know, not in control, but, you know, the reins. And I think that, you know, if you look around jurisdictions, they're recognising that they have to work better with that joint venture.
But there's a company doing the promenade, isn't there? Aldrin Construction are the ones that are actually building the thing.
Yeah, and...
Well, it's not the government, so they
it's
have...
not the government building it, but the government...
They're doing it at
the
arm's
government
length,
are in
aren't they?
They are the employer, John. And this is what I'm saying. How can we look at joint ventures, airport and other facilities in the Isle of Man that would allow us to take forward? One of the key things that I think we saw, you know, Phil Gorn and Richard Ronan brought to fruition the UNESCO biosphere. And we're looking at, during the COVID period, the one thing that we can show to the world is this quality of life, our element of security. And really, if you look at that with the UNESCO biosphere, the government have taken a stand to update themselves with regard to the environment. If we look back 5 years ago, poor MEA, part of the MUA now, were cut off. They were, you know, the naughty department because of this 50 million debt.
Unauthorised loans.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
But all this is development. This is looking forward. This is the sort of thing that you'd have been saying 5 years ago. We've had COVID. The economy is not in an enormously good shape. The Treasury Minister obviously will say we have great reserves, etc. But there's still a weakness there. Mm. So is this now the time in which we can afford to do the things that you're suggesting?
Well, we can't afford not to. The key here is that we are... I mean, let's say we look across the water at Liverpool, They've just had their UNESCO status taken away. And this is key to the Isle of Man.
Yeah, well, we're part of it. I mean, it seems so.
Absolutely.
The pier, well, which the price is rising exponentially, extraordinarily.
It
is. Up to about 50 million now. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, again,
I mean, the actual contract that made that possible seems to have had a weakness in that the developers basically say if they find anything, they can just heap the money and charge on the Isle of Man.
Well, I'd just like to say that, obviously, my international experience on infrastructure...
You've worked at Chiap Lai Kok, for instance, the big airport of Hong Kong.
And not
and
just that,
other
but in
So
Thailand.
Would you have approached the contract for the pier differently?
Actually, I heard another candidate talking a few weeks ago about how they're aware that letting contracts in part is a better way. And actually, interestingly, when I worked on the Bangkok Underground, it was let in north and south. It's a much better way of...
Well, splitting it rather than
absolutely.
Actually...
Because what happens is you've now two contractors.
How would you split the pier, Liverpool?
It has no, to be you done don't by have one to split it in two, no.
I don't mean split literally in two,
yeah,
I mean...
Okay, but, you know, the key here is that you can... It's how you approach this contractor relationship and asking the key questions, at the beginning.
For more general election coverage, including candidate profiles, full interviews, videos, manifestos, and more, visit the Manx Radio General Election mini site at manxradio.com.
Hope everything's back online at Ballykillawe. There was some electricity disruption because of lightning strikes earlier on. If you're back on, tell us all about it. We'd like to know that you're well and happy. And also, that if you've got a first dose Moderna jab on the 14th of June, your second dose is now the 9th of August, not the 10th of August. You should be getting an email reconfirming the second appointment date. If you had your Moderna on the 14th of June, your second dose is now Monday, the 9th of August. Find out more about Stephen Crowther and all the other candidates at manxradio.com and our election site. And thanks for all your comments today. Thanks to Barry Redfern producing Man in Line. Back tomorrow, high noon, with an open line. Out of hours, call the answer phone on 682-631 or email maninline@manxradio.com.